General Conference Highlights. Words to Live By. Elder Patrick Curran of the 70s said, "Being a refugee may be a defining moment in the lives of those who are refugees, but being a refugee does not define them. This moment does not define them, but our response will help define us." Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "Knowing someone's name can make a difference." Sister Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, said this, "As sisters, we make up more than half of the Lord's storehouse to help Heavenly Father's children. His storehouse is not composed of just goods, but also of time, talents, skills, and our divine nature."
Stephen W. Owen, Young Men General President. Your ability to lead does not come from an outgoing personality, motivational skills, or even a talent for public speaking. It comes from your commitment to follow Jesus Christ. Bishop W. Christopher Waddell, Second Counselor in the Presiding Bishopric. Our commitment to the Lord and His servants cannot be a part-time commitment. Mary R. Durham, former Second Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. Children have a natural desire to do good and to be good. We can feel their innocence, their purity. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Set aside pride. Elder Kent F. Richards of the 70. Come to the temple. Come often. Come with and for your family. Come and help others to come too. Elder Jairo Mazzagardi of the 70. If you have any questions in your heart, do not give up. I invite you to follow the example of the prophet Joseph Smith when he read in James chapter 1, verse 5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally." Elder Garrett W. Gong of the Presidency of the 70. Once we repent and priesthood leaders declare us worthy, we need not continue to confess and confess these past sins. To be worthy does not mean to be perfect. Heavenly Father's plan of happiness invites us to be humbly at peace on our life's journey, to someday become perfected in Christ, not constantly worried, frustrated, or unhappy in our imperfections today. Remember, He knows all the things we don't want anyone else to know about us and loves us still.
Cheryl A. Esplin, former First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency, said, "Showing love and service doesn't have to be big and grandiose to be meaningful and make a difference. We give service when we don't criticize, when we refuse to gossip, when we don't judge, when we smile, when we say thank you, and when we are patient and kind." Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "It is opposition that enables choice, and it is the opportunity of making the right choices that leads to the growth that is the purpose of the Father's plan." Elder Stephen E. Snow of the 70 said, "Take joy in the successes of siblings and friends." Elder Kenneth R. Duncan of the 70 said, "Even though we may be a victim once, we need not be a victim twice by carrying the burden of hate, bitterness, pain, resentment, or even revenge. We can forgive, and we can be free." President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, said, "Maybe obedience is not so much the process of bending, twisting, and pounding our souls into something we are not. Instead, it is the process by which we discover what we truly are made of." Elder Mervyn B. Arnold of the 70 said, "We must not delay going to the rescue. Sometimes many weeks pass as we talk about how to help families or individuals who are in special need. We deliberate about who will visit them and the approach to take. Meanwhile, our lost brothers and sisters continue needing and sometimes even calling and pleading for help.
Sister Neil F. Marriott, second counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, said, "Being distinct and different from the world will draw some criticism, but we must anchor ourselves to eternal principles and testify of them, no matter the world's response." Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "Each of us may feel the influence of the Holy Ghost differently. His promptings will be felt in different degrees of intensity according to our individual needs and circumstances." Elder Donald L. Hallstrom of the Presidency of the 70 said, "Here on earth, we identify ourselves in many different ways, including our place of birth, our nationality, and our language. Some even identify themselves by their occupation or their hobby. These earthly identities are not wrong unless they supersede or interfere with our eternal identity, that of being a son or a daughter of God." Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, "Wherever you rank your own father on the scale of good, better, best, and I predict that ranking will go higher as you grow older and wiser, make up your mind to honor him and your mother by your own life."
End of the article, Words to Live By. Read by Jane Wise, Duane Case, Van Farnworth, and Charlene Stewart.